This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This ain't that long-term vision and investing. This is time to get that ink quicker than Sexton. If you about that, that's money sensation. It's time to open up your ears to twin innovation.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Twinnovation, the podcast. Your schemes, dreams, misdemeans, cons, grifts, hustles, any way you're making that money, we're here to help you. And as always, I'm joined by my shifty, nifty, evil twin brother, El Jefe, the Chef A, Jeff Rosenberg.
This train's about to go off the rails. Chew, chew, chew.
And that's, you guessed it, Dame Von Dutch, Anna Merida herself. Anna, how you doing?
Hey, you know, all right, that was no better than the last time, by the way, but I'm fine.
Take three,
this is
baby.
Our fourth time recording. A lot of people have been worried that I'm bumbling the intros, but I'm just letting you know I'm sort of a one-take Frank type of guy. Frank Sinatra would always record all of his movie scenes in one take, would never do two.
I love that, Dave. And of course, you know that because you read my book recommendation, Mr. S.
I don't think Frank was really in the movies. He was more of a crooner, right?
You don't know anything, and yet you speak so confidently about it. He was a movie star.
He was in your Ocean's 12, but he was mainly a Vegas hack.
No, he wasn't only in Ocean's 12. In fact, I'm pretty sure he has an Oscar. He was like a fucking actor. He was in a ton of movies. David and I just watched one of his even smaller movies with Debbie Reynolds the other day. Isn't that right, David? That romantic comedy, of course. It was
romantic, but it wasn't a comedy in my eyes.
Well, I thought it was quite lovely. Jeff, and of course,
Frankie Blue Eyes has been in, you know, dozens and dozens of movies. And it's,
yeah, they used to shit out movies back in the day. It was like Vine,
you're referring
clips
to the golden age of Hollywood as they used to shit out movies back in the day.
Yeah,
how romantic.
Well, you know, it's like these old movies are like watching plays almost, you know, very theatery. So that's kind of fun to think about.
Yeah, they were amazing.
Three camera, you know, not much going on. I think they probably don't age well. And I'm surprised you guys can even find these. What is it? Someone ripping the copy on YouTube or something like
what
that?
What are you talking about? First of all, there's Turner Classic Movie app, which is like the best thing ever if everyone's not watching Turner Classics. Second of all, it's on HBO Max. HBO Max has a Turner Classic Movie section, and you should be going on there and putting some. I'll go on to
Catboy. Reading recently.
Oh, what have you been reading?
You know, the new Murakami.
The back of your shampoo bottles.
Murakami, if you will. A great Japanese writer.
Let's move on.
It's taking me a bit to get through the book. I don't really have the mind.
Aren't your glasses helping you read better?
The glasses do help me read better, but I still find myself getting tired.
Well,
that's why you got to listen to books. Listening is the new reading, folks.
I look at these books there. It's like, you know, 17, 18 hours of listening to something. Like, that seems like a lot.
Well, it's something you listen to in chunks, obviously. You know, you listen to like an hour a day for a few weeks. And I guess,
like a chunk of time. But how long does it take to read that same book? Are you saying you could read a lot faster than that?
No, I don't think that is the case. But, you know, it's like, is it easy to find my spot in the book? Is there a bookmark on the audio file, you know? Like,
Course there is.
You know, it seems like
sleep, not necessarily.
Yeah, no, there should be a detector. There should be a TV detector, you know, that watches your eyes once you start dozing off, you know, it's shooting these lasers into your eyes. Once it sees that you've passed out, it, you know, kind of stops playing and then you don't have to rewatch that 20 minutes like you did.
Wow,
and like you do.
The same Joe Rogan episode for weeks now and I can't
get
through.
Oh my god,
you're still on
David,
that Rogan
stop
kick, huh?
Plugging him. Stop
and
saying
Joe,
that you listen to him. That's so lame and gross. Like, and I hate every time I come into the room and I see you listening to him. I hate that. And it's like him and Bill Maher. It's like you're just like. It's
here's
like living,
the thing about the conservatives.
Oh, he's the worst. I hate Bill Maher.
And here's
Bill
another
Maher.
Thing. They don't pants and they don't popsy like they used to. That's my
I
Bill.
I know. It's like
working on my impressions.
You need to watch like more it. Like funny stuff, David, and not this like stuff that's like pseudo. Like I don't know. I don't trust any
you know,
of that.
The liberals are so left; they're right at this point.
Oh my God! Well, anyway, speaking of you know lasers coming out of the TV and whatever, Dave and I watched a very scary movie the other day. It was called The Rental, and it actually reminded both of us very much of the experience that we lived through when we went to upstate New York, and we were terrorized by the locals there as well as the creepy host. It was a very similar plot to this film, of course, and then it takes a turn. So it's a very, very great movie. And guess who directed it? None other than Mr. Dave Franco himself. Mm. Don't count out Dave Franco.
No, I love Dave. He's like, it's almost like he's a parody of James.
Yes, right, it's almost right. like That's he's a it. Younger yeah. James. Yeah, I think
and
those it's
Neighbors
great.
Movies are great. If those are the ones that he's in, I love those suckers.
Yeah, he's so funny in them. He's really good in those movies.
Yeah, anyway. They're pretty fresh. They're pretty
get enough credit.
I agree. I do tend to agree with you, David. There's lots of movies that don't get enough credit, like Mermaids, starring Winona Ryder and Cher.
Word. Well, that's the Anna A list there. If you guys are interested in movies that were made 60 to 70 years ago, it's the person you can look
towards. Mermaids is from the 90s. That's a great film. I mean, I'm happy to dole out my little recommendations here and there.
Well, we should put it in the newsletter, guys. And if you want to subscribe to something like that, you want to maybe send your pitch in, send an idea. Dave and I like to talk about those on a sidecast. Anna doesn't really appreciate your ideas, but we do. And that's
what
ideas at Twinnovation. Twinnovation.biz. Reach out to us on the twits at Twinnovation Pod, and you know anywhere you're getting that money, we're here to talk about it, Dave.
Oh yeah, we love that engagement. You know, there's nothing better for me to do than read stuff you guys send me. I take a part of my day to do it, and I love.
Well, I was actually checking out the Twinnovation Instagram, and I saw things. I sent something from my personal account, and I saw, you know, it was unread from about 2 days ago.
I take the weekends off, and you know that.
Very good, very good. You smell that?
Yeah.
Yes. Beef of the week.
Beef of the week, of course, is a segment of the show where we like to air out our grievances with society, with each other, with life as a whole. And I open the floor to me. because Anna and I, we went to a lovely beach yesterday, Jeff. I believe I sent you some pictures.
You did.
Orchard something. Is that what it's called, Anna?
Well, yeah, we were in Old Orchard Beach, Maine.
Old Orchard, yeah. You very, you know, I don't know what this genre of town is, but, you know, they have their little pier, a bunch of, you know, grungy little food spots.
I thought it was very cute. It was it reminded me of the Jersey Shore.
It
had like, you know, there was a boardwalk
along with all
vibe.
The trash that comes with it.
David, looked like a really fun place. Like if you're staying nearby, it looked like it would be really fun to like, you know, go to the beach during the day and then go out on the pier at night and, you know, get drunk and whatever.
And do you guys live nearby there or not?
It's a 25 minute drive and an even shorter train ride. Yeah, there's a train, but the last train is that like... It's like the two trains that go between Portland and this place. You can either go at 8 p.m. is the last one or then 1:30 a.m. So it's like we might have to figure out a taxi for the way home if we ever wanted to go there and like drink. But or
that's
we just
that,
stay out till 1:30.
Suburban, that rural life for you, you know, someone's got to be the DD, you know.
It's not rural here. What are you talking about? You were here. You're going to shit talk it here after you
came
here?
No, I wasn't saying rural in a
it's
bad
rural.
intonation.
Well, anything's rural, I guess, compared to the city. But, well, this Old Orchard Beach is definitely not a city. That's definitely like a town. But I would call that more like...
town, Jeff. That's yeah, really
it's like
it
that's
is.
Suburban. Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, we're there. We're at the pier. We're having our lunch. We're having our food. And it's like everywhere I go lately, I just feel like extremely like what, like everyone is kind of like conspiring to just ruin my day somehow. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm, so it's like, first we're having lunch there and it's like, you know, I want a Miami Vice, which is the half of the pina colada, half strawberry daiquiri. And they have both of those things on the menu. Right. But it's like, I just want half and half of those things
right,
in one glass.
Arnold Palmer.
And I asked a girl if I can have that. And she says, yes, but they'd have to charge me for two drinks to do that. It's like, how does that make sense? Like, it's from a fucking machine, number one. Number two, it's one glass. So how is that two drinks,
and Dave, I hope you stood up for her at this point and laid down the law.
No, absolutely not.
I said, I'll
absolutely
have a pink lemonade, please. Extra vodka.
Then this chick goes to the couple next door and the girl orders a screwdriver and the girl goes, and can you tell me what's in that? I'm 19, so I don't know. Get out of here. You're fired. Like, so that was the first thing. Whatever. I ended up just getting
the waitress was 19?
Yes, she and she was so proud of it too. It's like, go read a fucking book. I bet she's never held.
Did she go back to the bar and inquire if it would be double the cost, or she said that?
No, she proudly announced that, and I was not going to argue it. You know, like, but it's like she just said two drinks.
You said that's stupid, which I thought, you know, she could have taken personally.
I did say that's stupid. But because it is stupid,
it doesn't. Knowing what the screwdriver is makes me think she's making the drinks at this point.
No, there was a bartender.
The screwdriver is like the first drink you learn,
vodka, right?
Yeah. I don't know. So
having said
anyway,
that, I haven't heard anyone order that in a long time. But you know, you are at the beach. I guess the vibes are different.
Yeah. So that was the first thing. Then we go to the park because we want to fly our kite. David, do you want to take
just
over
trying
here?
To be wholesome people, Jeff. We just want to be, you know, a good neighbor, a good family unit, people that contribute to society. And who wouldn't want to see, you know, a young couple in love flying a kite on a beach?
Yeah, exactly.
So what kind of kite?
It's a whale.
None of your business what this kite is. Is
so,
a Confederate flag.
God, David, not okay. So it's a whale with a beautiful long tail. You know, it has a long flowing tail, and we, you know how like with a kite you have to like kind of unwrap it from its box, and once you do, it's like one of those things that like then now it's open. Like, you know, it's like it's hard to fold back up a kite. You never get the kite folded back up the way it first was.
Well,
you know,
to back it back in the original box, or does it come in a kite
like a kite bag?
Yeah, I see.
So we open the kite
being a duffel bag.
Mm-hmm. We don't even get the kite like assembled. Like, it's not only did we not get it in the air, but we didn't even get like the string tied on, because for some reason with this fucking kite you have to tie the string onto it. It's like a complicated ass kite. We don't even, it wasn't even like Dave threw it up in the air, tried to get it up. It was never even sky airborne. It was never right. Airborne for even a moment. And some lady with
a good Samaritan, go. It sounds like, who's
someone
trying to help
who works
you out
at the park. I'm going out of my way to not use the B word as much because I'm trying to evolve. Okay, so some woman who worked at the park,
hag.
Yeah, she comes up on her bike and she's going, hi, you can't do that here because the net natural birds think it's a predator. And I'm like, okay, like, let's wrap it up. We're wrapping it up. And it's like, I'm not even gonna like chat with you, whatever. Meanwhile, Dave's like, oh, that's so interesting. Sorry. Like, ugh. Like, and then like, yeah, she's
that's
like,
Dave's go-to. He goes, that's so interesting.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, like,
interesting. I didn't know that the birds had kite predators.
Right. Okay. So then
she leaves. Right. It's like, where did you even fucking come from? Like, we're in the middle of nowhere. You know what I mean? Like,
materialized right before our eyes.
Yeah. Like, even in the middle of nowhere, there's someone coming to like, you know, no, ruin our day.
She biked into a foggy trail, and we didn't see
her again. Yeah. Like, it's not like we're smoking or we're like, you know, setting up some weird film equipment. Like, we're doing some weird thing. It's like, we're just trying to fly a kite. Can't even do that.
No one else is flying a kite?
No. And then, so then like 5 minutes later.
You see kite flyers at beaches. Not
well,
that
I feel,
often.
Well, I feel not like enough, when you see one, sure. They're kind of all kind of hanging around each other like a club.
So,
kites are
so
more park people than beach people, though.
5 minutes later.
Not necessarily.
She's gone, and a guy mm-hmm. with a fishing rod, like.
I was going to bring up the fishing rod guy. This, you know, this guy can. Yeah, he can fish out of the ocean, but we can't, you know, use American airspace to fly our kites because the birds might have heart attacks. What's going to happen to the birds if they see the kite? That's what I want to know. That's what I should have asked her. Are they going to implode?
Well, is the woman's a fisherwoman?
She's
lady. Like park.
No, oh, I thought know. This was a second instance of someone coming up.
No, yeah, we're saying a fisherman came.
Fishing on the beach.
Right.
And I see.
And,
you know, it's a double standard.
Right. Maybe there should be kites, underwater kites.
Interesting. And Dave, we'd be remiss if we didn't include what happened at the ice cream place, right, Dave? So we go to this candy. There's an old
positively on you in my mind.
No, yes, it does. It's nothing bad about me. So it's an old fashioned candy store, right? They have like every kind of like penny
taffy.
Candy. Yeah, like the jars of candy and everything. And we're like just kind of looking around because it's cute and they have it in the town. And so this girl kind of like runs up and she's like, oh, hi, like, can I get you anything? And she's standing next to this ice cream stand. So I was like, oh, like, can I get an ice cream? Because like, I don't want fucking candy. You know what I mean? Like, but I will do a little ice cream.
Right.
So
you're in a candy store.
Well, exactly, but I wasn't looking to buy anything. Then she asked if I wanted anything. I noticed the ice cream, so I'm like, oh, like, can I do an ice cream? Mm-hmm. She goes, oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to charge you double.
Yeah, literally. She's like, okay, but I don't do the ice cream, so I'm going to get someone else to do it. It's like, oh, okay. So she calls to someone else. Then this teenage boy comes out, emerges Ooh. From nowhere.
Reminded me of a young you, to be honest, Jeff.
Really? He's like, yeah, so? This little teenage boy comes out and he's standing behind the ice cream thing and he's like, can I help you? And I'm like, oh, sure. Can I please do a cookies and cream sundae? Which, like, if anybody doesn't know, like, a sundae is just a fucking scoop of ice cream with like hot fudge and whipped cream. That's literally all
is
it
there,
is.
Is
like,
there a menu though?
Yes, there's a menu, and sundaes are on it, and sundaes are on it. So I go, can I have a cookies and cream sundae? This kid goes, sundae? Like, as if I just said something in like a foreign language. It's like, sundae? And I was like, yeah, like, can I? Yeah, like just, you know, ice scoop of ice cream with the toppings, whatever. He goes, sorry, it's my first day. I don't know what that is, but hold on. I'll get someone else who's able to do that. It's like, what? So then he's like calling for someone else and we're waiting for someone else. And I said to Dave, I was like, Dave, can we just leave? Like, I don't want it anymore. And Dave's like, like, you know, Dave, of course, is like always like, dude, he didn't even
That's
want
interesting.
Anything. I was like, Okay. I was like, oh, you know what? It's okay. Don't worry about it. We're just going to come back later. Like, thank you so much. And I said, thank you to both of them. And we left. How does that look bad on me, Dave? Like, it's not you actually making
the kid is going over to get his manager to be like, hey, can you help me to make a sundae for these people? Walks back with his manager and we're gone.
Dude, he was like 17. How do you not know what a sundae is? It's like, it's not like it's, yeah, I can't, it's
hey, I'll do a poll online. I don't think the international people necessarily know what a sundae is.
He wasn't international. He was American. It's like that's Danish. that's like working at a bagel store and someone being like, hey, can I have a pastry? And you being like, I don't know what that is. Like, it's like, wait, how? I don't understand. Right. It's just it's like a common word for something so common. I just feel like this
you're
kind of stuff doesn't happen.
Is what you are. You don't like.
I don't
and
like
we
the
don't
teens.
Know about the young fun. Uh-uh. I'm talking about the young fun.
No, I really Another don't. One? I don't like the young teens. But you know, I'm obviously
break. He's probably anxiety ridden, and then
I did
know,
give him a break. Do you have any idea? Do you have any flavors? Idea how mean people
kids
were?
Kids his age used to be in World War One, World War Two, the Korean War, and we don't hear jack shit about those people being
That's
anxious because they're
That's true.
Dead.
I had a job when I was 16 at Starbucks. Everyone was horrible to me. They actually would get like mad and angry about things, and like. Yeah, like actually be horrible. So I do not ever do that. I was very calm. I just left. Friend, you can leave in a friendly way. It's not like
you
I had started
was
making
there a
something.
Buy or there was a no buy.
There was a buy.
When he went to go get help.
No, I said to him and to the other girl that we're going to come back later. And thank you so much. Like, we're just going to come back later. It's like, that's
Who's
fair.
Who's the other girl being the bartender?
First, the grifter that pulled us in. That was like, can we get you anything?
Shop now.
Yeah, we're in a candy shop now.
I didn't
now.
Realize there was okay.
Listen up. It's only a podcast.
Very good. Within the bar.
Anyway.
It's just okay.
Now that's
I hear
an
you.
Idea. They sell ice cream at bars.
Why don't Ooh. They?
They actually, I think, have a boozy ice cream place over near me.
I hate boozy ice cream, though. I don't want them together. I'd like to have a drink and then have ice cream, but I hate when people are like, boozy milkshake. It's like, that's disgusting.
Yeah, I like the frozies, though. I mean, that's like where that's more of a bar thing. Like, that's the slushy. That's the daiquiri.
Right, that's different. I'm talking about places that give you like an ice cream milkshake with liquor in it. It's like, who wants that? Right. Not
chocolates
I.
That have the liquor in it. What do you think about those?
Gross as well.
What do you mean, like you get buzzed off of a solid chocolate?
You've never been to Switzerland, I guess, Jeff. My apologies.
No, have you?
Yes, I have actually twice.
He went with his dump truck ex-girlfriend.
I don't remember that at all.
No, you don't remember him.
I slept in the same home twice, so 2 days in a row.
Very nice.
Well, so you were only there once.
I got a little bit of a once for beef. 2 days. Walk into the store on the Upper East Side here in the city. And I see a fire hydrant covered top to bottom in bees.
Yes.
I saw your Instagram story.
You saw that. So, you know, people are, you know, I guess after a certain point, the cops taped it off. And then they're kind of sitting in their squad car as the bees are kind of swarming all over the fire hydrant. I've never seen anything like it before in my life. It's a, you know, one of those city moments that you really can't, you know, you just kind of catch a glimpse of. So that was real special. Maybe the queen bee.
You got to send that to the Instagram channel. What is New York, Jeff?
Yeah. Well, you know, the WTNH, you know, the local news station that ended up showing up, but I was there to catch the footage beforehand. And I don't know what's going on there, though. You think the queen bee is stuck inside or something? Why are all these bees by the fire hydrant?
Are you sure they're bees and not wasps?
No, I am not.
Does do wasps have a mother?
I don't know. I think from what it looked like to me, it was bees. I'm just curious if it was. I don't know. I need to take another look at the footage.
It was quite a scene of people. People were really, you know, it was kind of one of those anti 9/11 moments in the city where everyone can.
Oh God, Jeff! What the hell is? Why do you have to bring that up?
Everyone can just kind of.
Jeff, I'd love if you went back to check to see if it was still going on. Maybe even later tonight, you take a trip up there.
Yeah, we should keep an eye on these bees.
Really?
Well, you'll have to check the local news at 9.
Well, they're not going to have an updated feed like a citizen journalist like you can get.
That's true. I can check it out tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to take a train, you know, 45 minutes back to.
What's the address of the bees?
The bees are on 58th and 3rd Avenue.
58. Oh, very close to my old home. For my first year of college, I lived on 55th between 2nd and 3rd, of course.
Lovely, 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 lovely stuff there.
Not really. Also, that was horrible.
My little foray with the nature in the city. It's always nice to see that juxtaposition. It's like, you know, like seeing a horse gallop through the streets or a moose. Maybe a moose would make more sense because we do have horses. The horse and buggies, obviously,
which and then is the animal cruelty in my book.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't seem too happy about that.
Yeah, and it's also such a stinky thing to do. Like, anytime I see people on TV, like, getting a horse and carriage and they act like it's so romantic, I'm always just thinking, like, ugh, and the horse, like, shits, and then the horse has shit on its tail, and it's just, like, clomping along, and, like, the guy that's...
Sometimes they have fabric over that, I think.
Eh, no, and it's just, it's stinky, and, like, you're going really slow, and then, like, people are going by faster than the thing on their bikes. It's just not...
Have you been on one of these horse and carriages?
Yeah, like, years and years ago, I think, like, I drunkenly was on one, I think with, like, a bunch of other girls, but I don't know. I just don't understand.
They had a mixer. They had a mixer with all the carriage riders, or what do you call the guys that are, you know, operating it?
Oh, you know what I did go on that I have a very clear memory of that was also horrible is one of those things where a guy is pulling you in a bike, a pedicab.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
those are really bad. Odd. Those are awful. It's so uncomfortable.
Or biking.
No, biking.
It's biking. It's biking.
What are those ones that people run on? Rickshaws?
Yeah.
Rickshaw. Yeah, I don't think those really... I don't know if they
it's
do that anymore. It seems
what are
hard.
You, like a King Tut?
Well, it was in that Seinfeld episode that one time.
Your haircut looks so cutie, Davey. You look so cute.
Shout out to Daniel Dobritz at... what's my name in my shop?
Well, we don't want to spill all the secrets, but I guess you've said his first and last name. So let's also give his place of work High and Tight.
High and Tight.
Just like my ass.
Well, your haircut stuff. Looks really good. You guys want to, I guess, get into it? Or
yeah, let's get into it. We have three beautiful minds in the pig pen today. First up, he goes by the name of Baby Davey. Hi, guys. I'm Baby Davey. Folks, allow me to pose a question.
Please do.
Please do.
What's the worst thing about dolls? You heard me right. Dolls. You know, the Barbies and the Barbies of the world.
I'm thinking it's like losing the accessories, you know. It's hard to keep track of the hats, the bags, maybe the shoes, the boots. If they're wearing that, you get a bin full of stuff, you know. It's easy for that stuff to kind of get away from you, believe it or not.
And I also feel like once you outgrow the doll, like I don't know, I don't think that it's something that you can really keep for that long, like. Right? You only really want a doll around when you're little.
Well, that goes against everything I'm about to say, folks, because sure, they can be creepy. And yeah, they can be crawly, even if they're babies. But what I'm getting at is they can't be you. That's why here on this show, I'm announcing my brand new company, Doll Me Up. Here at Doll Me Up, we create custom dolls that look like you or your loved ones with clothes, accessories, hairstyles, and so much more. Did daddy run out to grab that six pack 6 months ago? Well, now you can play with the Bert doll and never miss a moment with dada. All right. He comes with a lawyer briefcase, baggy suit, and a 91 Porsche if you're willing to pay extra, because everything here is customizable, folks. All right. This isn't your Barbie dream home, but it's the home you grew up in. Four walls and a roof with four meals and a cot is all we Americans can really ask for at the end of the day.
And three meals.
No, yeah, four meals if you have brunch too. And I, for one, would love a 13-year-old doll of myself. You know, curly red hair, with freckles, unaware of the tragedies that will befall my future, and a harken back to a simpler time, if you will. Here at Doll Me Up, our standard doll costs $49.99 with three accessories, not including that aforementioned Porsche, because that's extra. But, you know, we're talking, you know.
What do you think the accessories would be for the Davy doll?
A basketball, maybe a slingshot, because, you know, I'm kind of like a Bart Simpson type of guy.
No, yeah. You didn't ever play with a slingshot,
well,
David.
I played with a paintball gun, but I don't think that I should have a paintball gun. I think a slingshot's a little more child-friendly.
What about your poster of, like, Kelly Burke, or who is the person that you like?
I like Brooke Burke, and I like Trish Stratus. I like...
China.
No, I don't like China.
I love that's China. Cool. What about in your maybe some of your? I'm trying to think. Maybe some of your starting lineups that might be a little too small. Oh, you used to collect Snapple caps. Remember that?
I do remember that, and I still do.
What if it came with some Snapple caps, like miniature Snapple caps?
You used to collect Snapple caps?
Had the fun facts under them. And, you know, I just built a little pyramid of them in my room. It was no big deal. It's just a little art piece I was working on.
Yeah, it was
and the
very
guys
cool.
always make fun of me for it.
That's so just trying cute, to express David. Myself. I love that.
Yeah, it is
I
cute. Just
I get put down whenever I try and really, you know, become artsy.
No, you don't. We got... Oh, my God, David.
Remember you used to do those little split portraits, too, of the basketball stars? It was like kind of a, you know, cut down the diagonal, and then you'd fill out the rest. And those were actually good. Yeah, they were good, Dave. I'm not,
David, you made art? What was it? Was it drawings?
Yeah, he would draw, you know, like the top half or the lower half of the athlete in motion. There may have been some tracing involved because it does look pretty nice.
there's nothing wrong with tracing to any new artists out there.
No, there isn't anything wrong with that. It's if you're making something, that's all that matters.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's Doll Me Up. Any questions about the product, the service?
Is this more of like a Barbie doll or like a Cabbage Patch doll? Is it hard plastic or a soft?
Yes,
or
It's something in between, Jeff.
I kind of like the hard plastic, to be honest. I like the classic kind of.
I was envisioning it as being soft.
I feel like the soft thing is just like that's, you know, like Jake and Amer sell pillows of them. That's like you're getting into the throw pillow game there.
Right.
You know, and I remember like Marty really fucked that deal up. I think he was trying to sell those things for about 80, 90 bucks a pop.
What? Oh, who is brutal. Who?
Marty.
That's so funny. Yeah. Okay.
I think it's a hard plastic.
It would be funny if we could get. It'd be really funny if we could get a Bert doll. Honestly, it would be like hilarious. I kind of think we need to figure out a way to do that now. How are we gonna live without it?
It's 3D print of his family. Remember that, Jeff? It's like a sculpture with a 3D print you.
That's a little true to form though. You know, I think you want to go a little more. I mean, you want it to look realistic, right? But
like you.
Right. No, I guess that's pretty fun. I think you definitely want the proportions to be more
doll-like, you know? Like, if say you're a foot tall, you know, say the action figure, the doll itself is a foot tall. I'm thinking of the Barbies. I think they're about a foot tall.
Yeah.
I think everyone's like, or maybe the kids are like an 8 inches and adults are a full foot. Well, you know, but it
depends on your height, really. You know, I was 6'4" in middle school.
Right.
When did you stop growing, David?
In middle school.
Really? Is that true?
Jeff and I were that's about right. In seventh grade, huh?
Were you really?
I don't know. I always like to think I was. Probably not.
No, there's no way. That would be scary and freaky.
This reminds me actually a bit of you playing The Sims, Dave. I think you used to make our friends in The Sims.
No, I didn't make our friends in The Sims.
You did like Reed and Ryan, Kit, Ben, me.
Ew, you made Sims of them?
I made the Seinfeld characters once, I think, and...
I thought you had a little Ryan.
I did have a little Ryan. And nothing wrong. Oh, you know, I did name my kids Ryan, Kit, and Jeff, I believe.
That's cute stuff, Dave.
Oh, my God.
I think it's a fun idea. I think we can definitely, you know, those 3D scans back in the day were, I think, super expensive. I think that's probably come down a lot. Maybe you can... You know, scan the head. I don't know, because you don't really see dolls that have too much heft to them. Even though I guess they're getting into that now. You know, is it just the standard body or with a different head?
You can choose body type. We are a body positive company, even though certain people like Jeff are body negative.
I'm not body negative. I'm not body negative, actually. Maybe a little bit, but I'm working on it.
And that's fair. We're all in a process to some degree. Let us know where you are in the process by emailing us at what's that email address, Jeff?
That's ideas@twinnovation.biz. One Z and biz. Dave, what did you say? $49.95 there?
$49.95.
I think it's really fantastic stuff. I think it's a little creepy, but I think people like that creep factor a little bit. I like that you can always add.
It's not creepy. It's cool. I would love to be like, oh, happy Father's Day.
They get old though, because they'll start dusting up a bit.
Well, you just keep them dust free, like how we are working on keeping our apartment immaculately clean at all times, David. The dust free project.
So, would one of your three accessories, Anna, be like one of those feather dusters?
My three accessories would probably, yeah, maybe I would have like my little Roku TV and remote, my little pack of joints and my little tuna sandwich.
That's good. I like that. That's pretty cute. So this is current day. We're doing current day three items as opposed to back in the day. All right. Yeah. Okay. Obviously my skateboard, because you know I love to fucking kick flips on my way to work. That's actually how I took the shot of the bees. I was just cruising by on my board. If anyone wants lessons.
That'd be pretty cool of you to get into, Jeff. It's really a city move.
Yeah, that could be like that can easily turn into a whole personality if you just get the board.
There should be places where you can take skateboard lessons. I feel like that's not a thing.
There are skate parks.
Get a lesson from someone.
No, like an indoor skate park. An indoor skate park. You can go and, you know.
Yeah, that's probably have bandana for when I go to festivals, you know. Festival Jeff, he rocks a bandana.
Festival Jeff.
Full of ketamine.
Very good, Dave. And what a probably some like super crisp kicks. Definitely not like some beat up loafers that I wear all the time, like some really crisp, like Nike Air Force or whatever the cool kids wear. Okay. I'd probably have those on.
What color would those be? What's your ideal color for a shoe like that?
The colorway is probably
like purple and yellow, like Lakers, how Jeff used to like Kobe and Shaq and those Lakers.
Yeah, I guess that would be pretty
Trill.
Nice. So you're both in with Doll Me Up?
Yeah, Doll Me Up seems real fun, Dave. I love the idea. I love where you're coming from. I love that they're hard. I love that they're not squishy.
I do like them. I think it's cool. I like the anything that will help me give a custom gift.
I think you should also map the genitalia for a lifelike, Jesus. You know. Huh?
Right. But yeah, we do. In Q2, we'll be doing that for sure.
That'd be funny, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you. That's wouldn't what it? Makes them expensive.
Right. Well, I think it's a fantastic
idea. Barbies are probably like, how much are Barbies?
If they're anything close to how much Legos cost, they're a pretty penny.
I couldn't tell you how much a Barbie costs, but I'd be shocked if a Barbie costs more than 20. You know,
probably 40.
It might be 20 or 29.
I think 40 is the new 20.
Yeah, it is. With
these rates.
You better believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get a Big Mac out of McDonald's without breaking a $20 bill.
Ain't that the truth?
Next up in the pig pen, you know him best as Chef A. El Jefe. He's the chef, and he's about to chop stuff off. Jeff, what do you have for us today?
You guys, what is the worst part about yard work?
Yeah, getting on your hands and knees, getting your clothes mm-hmm. dirty, getting your fingernails especially dirty is a pain in the butt. Back problems.
Takes forever. Ivy.
Of course.
Itchy, sweaty, stinky.
Rashes.
Yeah, rashes, Dave. Now, you know, unfortunately, our sweet older brother, Marky, did have a bit of a bout with that poison ivy. Mm. Okay, the poison ivy, right? A little ditch digging will get the stitch itching all along your seams, behind your knees, between your toes, and the godforsaken crotch and crevice can turn a marvelous mazel into a Mad Max in no time. Until
crotch.
Now.
Crotch?
Yeah, well, you know, it spreads from your fingers to, you know, you go to the restroom. These things spread. They're very spreadable.
Oh.
You have the ooze, it's contagious on the body. That's why, you cancel Father's Day at the last minute. Introducing Auntie Ivy, okay? And it's kind of a play on Auntie Ivy. Auntie Ivy, the Auntie Ivy spray to protect your limbs from that never-ending limbo of languish, okay? And what this here is a spray similar to your bug spray, your suntan lotion, and this will coat your limbs anti-ivy sort of shield, if you will. That way you can still wear shorts. You don't have to wear pants on that really hot, humid day. You're still allowing the body to breathe. But a couple spritzes of anti-ivy, and you no longer have to worry about, coming into contact, with these, poison oak, your poison ivy, and everything in between, okay? This will protect you for a full day, and no longer, again, do you have to, send a picture to your mother about, what is this poison ivy? It's shiny, how many leaves? It's always in that undergrowth, and you're going to protect yourself in more ways than one with this, and that's what we're going for. She's a fun spokesperson. She's everyone's favorite Aunt Ivy.
Beautiful, Jeff. Beautiful, beautiful. That's a wonderful idea. I think you're getting in that sunscreen business, which is huge. You're getting in that bug spray business, which is huge. And I think this is mm-hmm. the third type of body lotion that you're going to find people really driving to, gasping for, and gawking for during the summer.
I appreciate that, Dave.
Yeah, I agree. I really think I'm in the woods a lot these days, and I really do not want to get poison ivy because I would hate that. Because my skin is very sensitive as it is.
I had to go to the hospital for poison ivy once.
Why?
In Boy Scouts, when Dave had what'd you have there, Dave? You had
Lyme disease.
Lyme disease.
That's not the same thing as poison ivy. That's different. That's right.
No, Dave. We both. It was at the same time. You were unable to go to Boy Scout camp because you had Lyme disease, and I went to Boy Scout camp by myself. and I contracted Hep C. Now I'm getting poison ivy, and you know, it was oozing, gushing all over my legs and arms. I had to be put in wraps and eventually taken to the hospital.
Oh, God.
So maybe that's on my doll me up, head to toe covered in poison.
How old were you when that happened?
This is probably 12 to 14.
Oh no. And where was this Boy Scout camp?
Sequoia.
Where is that? Fairest
of the UASSEM. Boom, Sequoia. New upstate or Poconos or somewhere, you know, who really recalls?
I'm sure.
We'll add that to the doll me up and maybe some warts on the knee too.
Yes, Jeff had warts on his knee. I had warts on my arm, actually. Remember those, Jeff? I had a bunch of flat warts that went up my arm.
Ew, that's so disgusting.
And then you had
Dave.
That big juicy one on your elbow, remember, that I put there?
Ew.
Yeah, Jeff put one there for me. You know, I actually realized in the past you can, with some easy adhesive, like a duct tape, you can pull these warts right from their source.
That's so fucking disgusting. Oh my God. What do you mean? What did you put there?
You're suffocating them.
How did you put a wart on him?
I rubbed my knee on his elbow.
And you had a wart?
I had a couple.
That's so disgusting. That is so gross.
Yeah, we're the wart twins. Jeff used to have them on his penis too.
Ew. All right. That's enough.
Dylan, you
I didn't.
It's not that serious.
Yeah, it is.
So that's the idea. That's Aunt Ivy. You know, she's kind of that garden gnome mom, you know, that maybe kind of has a cute little, like, tie-up bandana, like Rosie the Riveter around her head. She's of... ethnically ambiguous, obviously.
That doesn't need to be said.
Well, I mean, I'm preempting the questions that I might be getting. So that's, again, Auntie Ivy. You know, this originally was going to go to an idea that was, shorts that had the pants part as, like, kind of screens, you know, so you could still...
Yeah,
you could almost like I'm trying to think of a fabric that's like a screeny like that, but like a window screen, but a fabric.
Guys wear those mesh. What are those? Like,
yeah, I guess shirts? It is mesh. It's mesh, but I think it's like a little, a little less, more like screeny than meshy, because they make mesh pants, I imagine.
Yeah.
So that was the original idea. Yeah, so, you know, there still might be some legs there.
Jeff, I think this is a wonderful idea. If we know any chemists out there, we'd love to hop on a Zoom call and really flesh this out.
Yeah. Flesh it out. Flesh it out.
So, round of applause, Dylan. Please put in a standing ovation after all these pitches all the time. I shouldn't have to say that ever. next up in the pig pen, her name is Anna Bobana. Anna, what do you have for us today?
Oh, I don't really have anything. Why don't you guys just ask me a question? I'll grant you one wish of any question you want to ask me. I'll tell you anything that you want to know in the whole world.
Interesting. Interesting.
You can ask me one question each. Anything you can't think of. Yeah, I'll know the answer to it no matter what it is. And this is a great opportunity.
How were the pyramids built? Because and I read a lot of literature about this being some type of alien base.
They were built brick by brick.
Brick.
How do you get those bricks
brick
up that high? Some of those bricks at the top of the pyramid weigh a ton.
And they were just bricking them together up there at the time, you know? They were bricking them together up there.
I think they're like boulders, though. It's not like plaster.
Who's your least favorite person that you know personally?
Ugh, it's like a tie between everyone I've ever met at the moment. I realized recently that I just, like, I don't need friends. Like, I hate friends. Like, I'm good with just...
Come on now.
No, it's not anything against anyone personally. I just, you know, like, I just am good with my Davey. I have my you know, I have my family. And then it's I feel like, you know, if you don't let anyone in, then people can't disappoint you, you know?
Boy, this is, I don't know if this is a step in the right direction.
What did you think was going to be a step in the right direction if I, like, named someone that I hate the most now?
No, I guess that's on me a bit, but I think friends are a lovely part of life that enriches the experiences, and you know, maybe they have a cool house you can stay at some point in your life.
That's true. Or a boat.
Not really. We're
always looking for boat friends.
Yeah, that's true. We are looking for boat friends. I just kind of feel like, you know, when I was younger, I kind of just, like, I had the wrong priorities. Like, I only wanted to be friends with people that were, like, fun to, like, you know, party with. Like, and then, you know, when you make friends with people like that, I had a lot of fun. That's true. But those are not the kind of people that become your, you know, those are not, like, ride or die kind of people. And that was my error, you know, like, I turned my nose up at people that probably would have been really nice friends to have for, like, you know, the snooky type people that I would meet. That's who grenades. I really wanted to. Yeah, I wanted to be around the grenades because I found that to be fun.
Of course. I mean, no one's saying it's not fun, but we can always... always change, you know, the cut of our jib.
Yeah, and I think that's what it is. I think that I change the cut of my jib a bit, and then it's kind of just like, you know, I don't have a lot of common things in common with anyone that I used to hang out with all the time. And then it's like, you know, it's like when you're an adult, like when you're older, you're not in college anymore. It's like you don't make new friends. It just doesn't really, like, you meet new people.
You know, they say the only miracle Jesus made was having 13 friends in his 30s.
Yeah, like it's, I don't 12. Know.
It's 12. Well, Mary Magdalene, feel like, doesn't she count as one?
It's hard to make friends with people. I feel like very few people are as good of a friend to back as I am. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get the good friendship back. So that's why I feel like, why am I just giving all of, like, I'm just like, you know what I mean? It is not fulfilling me at this stage in life. And, like, maybe at some point I'll feel differently and I'll feel like, you know, whatever. But I don't know. Like, I just feel like,
well, maybe if you became a famous starlet, then people would be, you know, craving after you.
I don't want that. I just want, like, I don't know what I even want. Like, I just won't wish that, like, I do have, like, a few, like, obviously I have, like, some good friends who don't listen to this podcast and they never would. So it's like everyone lives away. Everyone's living their own life.
Why wouldn't they listen to the podcast?
I just know that they don't because they don't, like, bring it up ever. I just feel like I know.
Do they know you're on it?
Well, I don't really talk about it, like, do you talk about, do you, like, tell people about the podcast all the time?
Yeah, of course. It's my life.
Push the pod because we're pushing positivity.
Push and pee. Maybe I should push it more.
Yeah, pushing pods.
I just feel like, you know, it's a post-pandemic world and, you know, it's like we had this isolation for so long and I kind of just got used to it, I guess. Like, it's interesting. You know, I'm just being honest. You know, I don't have an idea. I'm just giving you my the things off the top of my head here.
Well, that's been Honestly Anna. Check out her new podcast coming to the Stitcher Network.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, you know, like that concert that Dave and I are going to go to this summer, we're going just us and that's going to be fine. Like that's going
to
be,
Emily and I went to a concert last week by ourselves, the Phoebe Bridgers.
Oh, did you, how was it? Did you guys have fun?
It's good to know that I wasn't the oldest guy there because the oldest guys there were fathers taking their tween daughters. But they've a lot of teeny boppers. And me wearing a wife beater.
Wait, you wore a wife beater?
Underneath my beautiful silk shirt. No, we were in kind of the stadium seating. Good seats, obviously.
And the rest of it was on the floor. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, you have general admission, and then you have people in the nicer seats, and then the bleachers without the backs further up. That's where we were sitting. it was definitely a young crowd, but, you know, music fucking allows. They did, Dave. They did, actually, believe it or not. They did, but I think you only have to be 17 at a Bridgers concert, man.
I love that.
My gosh. Well, that's fun. Yeah, we're going to be doing that this summer.
We also left early to beat the crowd.
That's an important thing to do. That's an important thing to do. And, you know, David and I, when we went to see Don Rickles and Regis, we left the crowd early. And luckily we did, because remember, there was like a pile up like 10 minutes after we left.
That's how Rickles and Regis left this earth.
It was their last concert. It was their last public thing. A very cool thing to be at, you know. A very cool, very cool thing to be at. That's it. I mean,
love it.
Right? There you go.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I think this was a pretty sweet episode. I think we really knocked it out of the park this time.
For sure.
I think so too.
Big ups to the nation out there. We're really excited to make some big announcements. Make some big announcements next week. So tune in. And as always,
stay scheming and stay dreaming.
Oh yeah.
Walking out the door, robbed the damn bank. Got a chauffeur, makes it more pearls. Now an open screw. Saw the name with two dudes. Innovation, I owe you.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.